This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate kicked off a long night known as Votorama, working through an unlimited amendment process, all aimed at scaling down a budget resolution. It comes as President Trump marks his first month in office, the White House touting his efforts so far to cut funding and the federal workforce. The IRS today began laying off some 6,000 employees. The decision led by Elon Musk's Doge team. ABC's Rick Klein has more.
We've seen the Department of Government Efficiency go kind of department by department, and yes, the Internal Revenue Service is the latest to be hit. Elon Musk appeared on stage tonight at a conservative gathering with a chainsaw and said, look, the ultimate goal of all of this is to return more money to taxpayers.
The majority of states around the country locked in a deep freeze. Kansas City, Missouri hitting a wind chill of 24 below. Kentucky's governor says the death toll in his state rising to 15 from this week's back-to-back storms and flooding. Israeli police investigating a series of explosions in Tel Aviv today on buses. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This spring's La Crosse mayor's race will be historic. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX. Whoever wins the La Crosse mayor's race this spring will make a bit of history. Going back to 1856, all 43 previous mayors have been white men. The two candidates on the ballot this spring would represent a diverse change. If voters pick community organizer Shondell Washington Spivey, he would be the first black mayor of the city. If city council president Chris Kahlo wins, she'd be the first woman to be La Crosse mayor. The other two candidates in Tuesday's primary were also women. The spring election is on April 1st. On Monday, the city's Aviation Commission met to discuss adding flight options to the La Crosse Regional Airport. Three airlines have shown interest in La Crosse: Delta, Sun Country, and Allegiant. Delta left the airport in the summer of 2023 due to a lack of workers. Right now, only American Airlines flies out of La Crosse. Last month, the La Crosse County Board approved a resolution to contribute to the airport's plans to add a second airline. The Revenue Guarantee Fund is expected to be about $1.5 million. The WIAA announced Wednesday that it is changing its policy on transgender student-athletes and their ability to participate in competition. Citing federal guidance, the WIAA said in a statement that the new policy bans students assigned male at birth from competing in girls' sports. Last week, the NCAA issued the same notice as it relates to women's sports and college athletics. President Donald Trump has issued multiple executive orders this month, including rescinding last year's Title IX updates, prompting the policy changes. A warm-up is on the way. Temperatures today will reach 20 degrees in some places in the Cooley region. After dipping below zero tonight, we'll be back to the 20s for the next couple of days and likely go above freezing by Sunday, when temperatures will be around 40 degrees. Going into early next week, temperatures will continue to rise into the mid-40s and even low 50s in some spots. Despite the shift in temperatures, there isn't much of a chance of precipitation in the next few days. We'll have more details at our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The NBA suspends a Bucks player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA has suspended the Bucks' Bobby Portis Jr. for 25 games using a non-approved painkiller. According to his agent, Portis thought he was taking an approved painkiller, Toradol, that he'd used in the past for pain and inflammation. Instead, an assistant of his gave him a prescription for Tramadol, which is no longer approved by the league. Just yesterday, Portis meeting with reporters, the Bucks have 29 games remaining.
You know, not only play your best basketball towards the end of the year, but you want to peak at the right time. You want guys feeling good. You want guys shooting the basketball at the right time. You want guys knowing what their assignments is on a nightly basis at the right time. So unfortunately for us, we had injuries. Injuries are a part of the game.
The Bucks host the Clippers tonight at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo questionable with that calf injury, participating in practice yesterday.
I'm okay. Am I 100%? I don't know. We'll see. But I was able to go through practice. It felt good. But we'll see. We'll see if I'm 100%. I don't know yet.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, lows 0 to 5 below. Sunny and milder tomorrow, highs near 20. Continued warming for the weekend, mostly sunny and around 30 Saturday, approaching 40 with more clouds Sunday. Currently it's 19 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, our regular Week in Review panels, including Mark Jacob and Jennifer Schulze, Kia Vakil from Courier Newsroom, and Jim Santel.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Peach Wobble.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Peach Wabba.
I thought we got rid of that one. Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Only half the things you hear on those lead-in statements are true.
Correction, it's 100% all true.
How do you know? First of all, you would never know that. We are not that close. That is the
cup check.
That is the biggest. I like that thing you're wearing there, Conrad.
The flannel?
It's not even a flannel. That's like a half parka, half. That looks hardy, dude.
Yeah, thanks.
You're gonna need that next. Is it supposed to get cold next week? Or no, it's supposed to get. Be nice, actually, right?
I hope. I don't like the news when it's getting colder. So let's.
You might have to retire that. And how happy would you be?
I got a lighter flannel I can wear.
I'm sure you do. If Jimmy Pardo were here, he'd be making fun of that flannel right now. He'd call it part of the Tim Walz collection. Like, I'm just kidding. That's a sharp looking. I like that.
Yeah,
it's very warm, very cozy. You see how I did that? I tried to segue the discussion off the fact that you thought you knew I was wearing a cup. Cup check. Is that what it's called? You walk around and like hit guys there? Is that how that works?
That was it.
That's so horrible. Who would do that? High school kids.
I heard coaches would do that back in the day. Maybe I'm just.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. So much that was weird that happened back then that now would never be. Did you have coaches like that? That all of a sudden, like, you'd be in the shower and all of a sudden they happen to just come into the locker room at about that time?
Can't say I had.
Okay, me neither. No. I was just taking a poll. All right. Hey, welcome to Nightlight. We're going to get all our risque talk out of the way so we can segue into a nice, wholesome show that we have planned tonight. We got a lot of fun stuff on the agenda tonight. Great to have you with us wherever you're joining us from in Wisconsin. Hope you had a great day and hope that on this Thursday, the Christmas Eve of weekdays, that we can make your day a little better. Or, you know, a little, like, if you had a great day, do you think there have been days that people just had a horrible day and then they hear us and it gets worse? You know, I'm not trying to brag, but I really hope, I don't see how that ever could happen. Because even if you don't like some of the clips we pull or some of the guests, you're not going to go, God, I just want to punch that Peach Wob in the throat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think we made anyone's day worse since we've been on the air.
Well, let's try to make it better. Welcome to Nightlight. I am Peach Wabba. That is the voice of Conrad riding shotgun as usual. Got a great show tonight. It is Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. That means tonight we do our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. And our pal, Norm Kopeski, will be here. He owns is one of the co-owners of Appleton Cigar, a proud, I hope proud, sponsor of Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have Norm on the show. I've been trying to get him on the show since we closed that deal. And it's great to have him on board as a sponsor and as a guest because Norm is a lot of fun to talk to. So we will talk some cigars. We'll talk popcorn pick of the week with Norm. That's at 6:35. And then at 7:20 or 7:35, I kind of said to our guest at 7:35, who's Tim Cody. He's the president of the Veterans Council here in the Fox Valley. I said, you know, Tim, if you want to come by at 7:20, since you're coming by in person, come by a little early and we'll hang out. And he said, yes, but I said, no pressure. So how would you take that?
I think he'll be here at 7:20.
He's a military guy. My guess is he'll be here pronto with hospital corners at 7:20.
I think he'll be here at 7 even before.
He'll probably be here at 7. And he'll do some push-ups. Tim's a great guy. We've had him on the show before, and he's got a big event he wants to talk to us about, and we're happy to help him promote it because it's for a great cause. And he comes by here in the studio at 7:20. As I mentioned, it's a popcorn pick of the week. And, folks, in just a few minutes, you know, I know this show primarily focuses on entertainment, you know, movies, TV, comedy, music, some sports, fun Wisconsin stuff. But once in a while, we obtain, I'm not like comparing us to Vice or one of these hard-hitting news shows, but we were able to obtain footage, audio footage from a Philadelphia City Council meeting. And you think this should make you happy that you live where you live here in the Midwest, especially in Green Bay. We have great people in this area, great fans in Wisconsin. Philly fans have a terrible reputation. And the city council had to deal with how are they going to put together a parade that would not embarrass the city, because there have been terrible things that have happened in Philadelphia in previous parades. Families have been puked on. Horses have been punched. Public urinating like nobody's business. Vomiting. Other bodily fluids I don't even think I'm allowed to say on the air have all happened at Philadelphia parades and sporting events. We obtained an audio copy of a city council meeting where they are trying to curb bad behavior the night before the parade, which took place 1 week ago today. So we will play that in just a few minutes. That's at 6:20. We will have that. We'll have that audio ready. Our audio editors are putting the final touches on it as we speak. It's quite a budget we have here. We have all these audio editors.
your audio editor, meaning me.
That's good stuff. And that's it. And then, you know, today, folks, is National. It's not National Animal Day. What is it? It's National Love Your Pet Day.
Yeah.
And again, that's kind of like the same question I asked before. Are there any people that have pets that hate their pets? You just get rid of them, right? You give them to a farm or someone else. You don't. Everyone loves their pet, right?
Well, you don't. Taking to the farm doesn't always mean the same thing, you know?
Oh, that's like where you put pets down?
And then they say, well, we had to take them to the farm.
Oh, God. I think my dad did that. Because we had a dog that had three legs. And it was severely like inbred, I think. And it would just sit there. It would just sit there and watch my dad watch TV. And it would look at him and go, roof, 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 all effing night. And it was just a lovable but weird dog. So they actually did take that dog to a farm, though. And I know it went to a farm and it was not put down because even though it had three legs, it could, like, run like the wind. I know that sounds crazy. And that's what it did on the farm. And my dad used to visit the dog. The dog's name was Patty because he was an Irish boy dog. And he missed him a lot, even though he was annoying. It was a very sweet story. People love their pets. You had a pet? Did you have one growing up?
I had two cats.
Oh, okay.
And almost a dog.
Almost a dog. How does that happen?
Well, my family, my brother, my mom, and my dad, we went out to Fond du Lac during this time. And we found this dog we really liked. We said, all right, tomorrow we're going to come back and get this dog. Well, guess what happened when we left?
Somebody else grabbed it.
Someone got the dog before us. Yep.
You didn't give him like a sawbuck or something to hold the dog for you? Or?
My dad, I think, said, I want to, can you hold it, you know?
Yeah.
And they said, we can't do that or something like that. So
Why can't you do that?
We said, we want the dog. I forget why we didn't do it that day, but coming back to next one. I forget how old I was. I think I was like maybe like 11 or something around there. But
you know, in defense of the dog owner, that does sound a little bit shady. Like, listen, we really want the dog. We can't take it today, though.
I don't remember.
Booking a hotel. Hey, I'm going to call you back. They know you're not calling back.
Dad, if you want to text in and just explain why we didn't get the dog
Steve,
that
weigh
day.
In. We need to know. It is National Love Your Pet Day. I have allergies, pet allergies. I've still loved the pets we've had. We had a bearded dragon. I loved that. If you want to text in and tell us what your pet is and why you love it, we'd love to hear that. Also, Conrad had the idea, maybe, you know, text in. Let's just do this as the question. All right, here's our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite animal movie? What is your favorite animal movie? 855-752-4842. Let us know in honor of National Pet Day. You have one, Conrad?
Well, so remember you sent me this list of that top 10 SNL skits?
Yeah.
And I remember that the Bambi, Dwayne The Rock Johnson Bambi, was one of the funniest skits I saw. I will go with that with my movie, but my favorite skit is that one because it's like Bambi trying to kill the people that killed the mom.
Why are you being difficult? So the question is favorite animal movie or sketch?
Okay, I just had to put it was too funny. my favorite, I'd say though, growing up, I haven't watched in a while, but Underdog.
Yeah, Underdog's great.
I love that movie.
How about Elf? Do you ever watch Elf?
Elf?
Oh, Elf was like an alien, but it was like the family pet, and they tried to pass it off like it was a dog.
I don't think I've...
It kind of reminded me a little bit of Brian from Family Guy.
Okay.
And I might say, if we include TV shows, I might say Brian from Family Guy.
Yeah.
I love Brian talking, you know, condescendingly to Peter. That cracks me up all the time.
I forget what it's called. Do you know that Tim Allen movie where he turns into a dog?
I don't know what. Yeah, what was that? That's got red flags. I'm not seeing that movie. To quote Jimmy Pardo again, I'm not seeing that movie if it's playing in my eyelids.
The Shaggy Dog.
What's it called?
The Shaggy Dog.
That sounds horrible.
I liked it when I was growing up.
Well, as a kid, you can't.
It came out in 2006. So I, you know, when I saw it, probably I was like.
So it's called Shaggy Dog?
And it has a 25% Rotten Tomato.
I would have guessed lower.
So, yeah, Tim Allen is, I think, a lawyer in it. And then, like 20 minutes into the film, something happens. I forget what it was. But he just turns into the family dog.
Yeah, we've all been
And there. Then no, everyone's like, where did he go? And no one believes that he's the dog.
And he's trapped. I think Reacher drops today, the third season. Anyway, before we get sidetracked, that's our question of the day, folks. Let us know, what is your favorite animal movie? Or TV show or skit. We could do that too. I might say How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh,
love that movie.
All three are great.
Oh, I didn't see all three. Okay.
I saw all three of them when I took the flight to Italy.
Italy, right.
And
really?
I was like, why have I not seen this more? It's so good. Huh. And they're coming out with a live action one now, June 13th. So my birthday is June 10th.
That's right.
And I'm going with my brother to see that on June 13th.
I love it.
For my birthday.
That's fantastic. Reacher does not open tonight. It opens February 27th, 1 week from tonight. Jack Reacher, where the bad guy is even bigger than him. Okay, so folks, let us know, what is your favorite animal movie? Tell us a pet story if you want. It's International Pet Day. People love their pets. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or text us on the app or the stream. Just get a hold of us. It's great when you guys participate. Norm Kapeski is coming up from Appleton Cigar at 6:35 to give the popcorn pick of the week. And coming up next, our behind-the-scenes look at a Philadelphia City Council meeting where they were planning the Super Bowl parade. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I come back to the place you are. All my instincts, they return. The grand facade.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin's Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Get up, Paul. I want to drive them on. When you're feeling blue, thinking just of you.
Tom in New Berlin, he's in the 414. He says, Turner and Hooch. Tom Hanks, 90-ish Rocket from Guardians now. Rocket from Guardians now. I don't know what that means, but I like Turner and Hooch, Tom. That's a great choice. We've got Sherry from Horicon checking in. Says, good evening. Good evening, Sherry. Great to have you with us tonight. She says, mine is Black Beauty, my whole life, and the book, too. Yeah, hard to argue with that. That's fantastic. Tom from New Berlin says, Pete, if you're not early, you're late. Was I late, Conrad?
Oh, you're actually early today.
I got here early today because we had to finish the, we had to go over the Philadelphia audio. City Council meeting with our script, our audio editors. I actually do like that phrase though, because if you get there right at noon and you have to be there at noon, you're kind of late because you got to settle down, got to take a deep breath. I like to think I'm on time most of the time, but I'm late sometimes. Brian from the 414, that's in Milwaukee, for those of you scoring at home, says, The Incredible Journey, 1963, Homeward Bound, 1993. You know, I've never seen that film. I hear it's great.
I haven't seen that either.
I haven't seen The Incredible Journey, but I haven't seen Homeward Bound either. Anna in the 608 says, Hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite pet movie is Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
That's
course.
A good one.
How could we have forgotten that one? That's a great one.
I take mine back, and I put mine there now for Ace Ventura.
Yeah, that's interesting because I was making this list that I saw online. Jaws was like number two. That's not really pet, but it is an animal movie. And number one was The Lion King.
Oh,
that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Hard to argue with that one. Luann from Green Bay says, My Dog Skip. Great movie.
Yeah. That's
wow. Sad. Totally forgot about that.
That was sad how it ends.
It is. And this list I had was the top 35, and My Dog Skip was not in there. That surprised
me. Wow, really?
Yeah. Thank you, Luann. All right, so we have this. Keep those texts coming, folks. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite animal movie? You can share a pet story if you have a pet. Tell us about your pet. We'll read that. That's always fun. It's International Pet Day, so let's celebrate the pets. One of our questions should be, what is the worst seltzer water flavor? And it's this garbage they call limoncello.
Is cello, like, that's a flower, isn't it?
It's an instrument. It tastes like a cello. It tastes like old strings touched by grubby fingers.
I'm confused about the flavor of what. Why after lemon did you have to include something else?
Lemon's the universal lovely flavor. You don't have to do anything. I think it's like lemon peels, maybe. I don't know. It's really terrible, and we're out of water, so I had to subject my taste buds to this. Brian from Milwaukee also says Babe from the 90s. Yes, James Cromwell. About the farmer and his pig. There's another film by a Milwaukee director named Michael Sarnowski who made the most recent Quiet Place, Day One, I think it was called, Quiet Place Day One. And he made a film called Pig about a guy just looking for his pig that was very well received. Got good feedback, good critics. 608 says, Where the Red Fern Grows. I've never seen that one either. These are great texts. Keep them coming, folks. Love them. Right now, we're going to segue here. We've got, as we've come to learn, folks, and I know you've heard this, there are no worse fans in professional sports than those in Philadelphia. Many of you probably saw the video that went viral about 2 months ago or 6 weeks ago of the guy who was yelling at the Packer fan, the woman all dressed in Packer garb. Their reputation is obnoxious. They're terrible. We obtained a tape of their city council meeting as they were planning the Super Bowl parade. We got it, and we're playing it here on Nightlight. It's a world premiere, and let's hear it. It's not good, folks. Thank you, city council members, for coming in on such short notice. Now, we've got a real dilemma here with this parade right around the corner. People! Our town's sports fans have such a terrible reputation, and I want this to be a rebrand for our city. Now, we know parade attendees are going to show up and act like assholes and embarrass the shit out of us. So what do we do to keep this to a minimum and put our best foot forward and let people know that our drunken sports fans do not represent other Philadelphians?
Sir, what if we just pleaded with everyone to act like mature adults?
That's cute. Seriously, though, I think what we need to do is try to keep certain people out of certain areas and away from the cameras where their behavior could hit national news.
Have we done enough to protect the horses? We don't want another horse getting punched repeatedly. It might be wise to keep our law enforcement officers off horseback this year.
It's a good idea, but what about the guy who celebrated a little too much and ended up dry humping police motorcycles a few years ago?
That's not fair. Sir, he just had too much to drink.
Okay. Yeah, that's the whole problem right there.
Sir, we've had a number of instances where young drunk males have vomited, oftentimes on nice suburban families. What if we cordoned off a section where if people needed to puke, they could go there and any peripheral vomit would hit other vomiters instead of nice families?
I like the way you think, but I'm not ready to condone any type of vomiting just yet.
Sir, we have met with the committee, Friends of Public Urinators, and we've asked them to please tone it down. They immediately got defensive and threatened to pee right there at that meeting.
You gotta be kidding me.
Sir, we countered and said we will not supply enough porta potties. As it turns out, that was a mistake because they got belligerent, doubled down, and said that they actually prefer having no privacy. And then they threatened to eat asparagus before the parade.
Damn it. Checkmate. People, please!
What about people who just want to empty their drinks on innocent bystanders and have a laugh? They should have an area too?
Well, that's very noble, but we've only got so many city blocks, people.
We could just have all the bodily function people in one area and then have Hazmat come in after and just nuke it.
I'm not sure Hazmat exists anymore, sir.
Damn it.
Sorry to be a Debbie Downer, but we're forgetting about people who just want to randomly start beating people up.
Great point. Why couldn't we have won the Super Bowl during COVID and just had a virtual parade?
Or we could just be who we are, avid sports fans who just like to dispense some bodily fluids from time to time to celebrate our victories.
Maybe you're right.
Yes, finally. We are number one. We are number one. We are number one.
Hey, watch it.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
That was it's weird how, like, one of those city council people almost sounded like WGBW's Amanda Nimmer, like, with a cold. Did you get that?
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, that's horrifying stuff. We might have to play that again later. People in Philadelphia have to get their stuff together. All right, coming up next, folks, it is the popcorn pick of the week with our friend Norm Kopeski from Appleton Cigar. He will be here to give you a movie pick that you can watch this weekend. We got a lot of fun stuff on the show tonight. Don't go anywhere. It's Peach Wamba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
State officials say there were no issues with this week's primary. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska for 1490 WLCX. The Wisconsin Elections Commission said there were no major issues with Tuesday's primary across the state. The spring primary tends to have lower voter turnout, resulting in quick turnaround times in reporting vote totals and fewer issues at the polls. La Crosse County reported a 13.46% voter turnout, which was much higher in the city of La Crosse, where there were primaries for mayor, school board, and city council District 7. Some city wards reported turnouts of over 30% on Tuesday. An embattled La Crosse bar was the subject of last night's Judiciary and Administration Committee meeting. Latino Bar and Grill was the subject of scrutiny after La Crosse police said the establishment regularly served underage customers. Police Chief Sean Coudron said he's never seen anything quite like this. Police said that they've written over 320 citations for underage drinking at the bar since it opened less than 3 years ago, and they have issued warnings to the bar twice. Coudron testified in favor of revoking the bar's liquor license. A half dozen bills dealing with education passed the state assembly Wednesday. One of them would require the DPI to use the standards from the National Assessment of Education Progress for school report cards. Another bans wireless devices from classrooms. Other bills include mandating cursive writing, civics courses as a requirement for graduation, requiring 70% of district funds to be used in classrooms, and setting a 2-week turnaround time for requests to review instructional material by any district resident. Another Wisconsin place of higher education is set to close. Northland College will cease operations this spring, joining a growing list of colleges and universities that have closed in the state. Northland, which is in Ashland, is the third private school to close in the state since 2020, joining Cardinal Stritch and Holy Family College. 5 2-year UW schools have also closed or are set to close as well. Financial issues and declining enrollment are cited as the reasons for all of the closures. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The third season of White Lotus has dropped on Max, and the HBO show has created some controversy thanks to nitpicky social media followers always looking for something to overanalyze. Every season has a new cast, location, and theme music. Season 2's theme music was so popular, it played in nightclubs across Europe. Season 3's theme music has not been well received. Great thing to stress over in this day and age. If you haven't seen White Lotus yet, give it a chance. Saturday Night Live kicks off a new 50 years in March. March hosts will include comedian Shane Gillis and Lady Gaga. Neither are strangers to the SNL stage. Gillis will host the show for the second time on March 1st. The musical act will be Tate McRae. Gaga will wear hosting and musical hats as she covers both roles on March 8th. Gaga has hosted the show before and performed as the musical guest 4 times previously. Wonder if they'll be invited to the 100th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, lows 0 to 5 below. Sunny and milder tomorrow, highs near 20. Continued warming for the weekend, mostly sunny and around 30 Saturday, approaching 40 with more clouds Sunday. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Community is more than where you live. It's the people in it who show up each day and help it thrive. During Black History Month and year-round, AARP recognizes the everyday excellence of those who give back to their Wisconsin communities. They believe when efforts drive change for the greater good, everyone thrives together. Connect and learn what AARP is doing locally and how they can make the communities better for all ages. Visit aarp.org/WI. Paid for by AARP.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
No, it don't come easy. Got to
Could be a TV show. That's our question of the night. Is International Pet Day. I should say animal movie. What is your favorite animal movie? Let us know on the text line, on the stream, on the app. Just get a hold of us, folks. It's great when you're part of the show. Got some great guests coming up next week. Mike Starr will be on the show. He is from Dumb and Dumber and Goodfellas. Great actor. Jamie McShane, who has a really juicy role in this coming season of 1923, will be joining us. And Rich Talarico, the Key and Peele writer. Rich has been on the show before. And Mariah Gates for RogerEbert.com. Great critic. Some fun guests next week. But right now, we're going to keep this show moving. We've got one of our favorites is on next, and he's a great guy. He's been on the show before. I've been trying to get this guy back on the show because between his last visit and now, he's become a sponsor of the show, and we're thrilled about that. And he is a cigar aficionado, and he's an actor. We'll get into that a little bit, too. But he joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. His name is Norm Kavesky, and he's from Appleton Cigar. Hey, Norm, how are you?
Standing, you guys tonight?
What's that?
Outstanding. How are you guys tonight?
Oh, we're doing great, Norm. It's great to have you. And how are things in Appleton tonight? I heard it's 75 and sunny. We're dealing with a little bit of cold here. Are you doing okay there?
We're doing all right inside. We put a little sand on the ground. You almost can't even tell it's winter.
All right.
Not at the cigar shop.
That's how you do it. Probably a little warmer in a cigar shop anyway. I love that.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Well, welcome back, and we're so proud and happy to have you as part of Nightlight, because what better way and what better sponsor than for a cigar store owner to help us light it up here every night on Nightlight. So it's great to have you part of the team, buddy.
Thanks. Glad to be part of you guys' show, and looking forward to working together more in the future.
Yeah, we'll have to get you. Last time we did like a funny little bit when you were in here at the end. We'll have to have you in next time soon so we can have you in the studio and shoot a little more stuff that maybe you can use in your cigar store and we can use here on our social media. That'd be fun.
Sounds good.
All right. So, Norm, at this time every Thursday, we make our popcorn pick of the week. And I have a guest on that I think would make a good movie pick. So before we get to that, it's popcorn. It's snacks. We talk about what we like to eat. When we watch movies, we like to talk about our approach. Are you the kind of guy, like, do you like to go to the theater and watch movies, or do you prefer to watch them in your own home, Norm?
Day in and day out, I'm an in my own home guy.
Okay.
But if you give me something like a Jurassic Park, I've got to have that realistic surround sound.
There you go.
And I want to feel the chair shake.
Have you seen all the Jurassic Parks?
I have, yeah, and I did it in theater too. So
that's kind of
that's where, yeah.
That's awesome. What do you watch? Like, is it just because that's a big silver screen type movie? Do you have movies you'd prefer to watch at home and not brave the elements, so to speak, or sit with people?
I usually, if we go to the theater, I try to take the family with. So it's movies that we would all enjoy a part of. If we pick a movie that we go to the theater in, it tends to be a style where you can put yourself in the position of the person of the main characters.
There you
go. That's what we like. Yeah.
Great answer. And what about snacks, Norm? What kind of snacks do you go for when you're watching the movies? First in the theaters.
I'm a Reese's Pieces guy. You got to give me them little candy coated chocolates.
I don't know. This is what I do when I go there and I get like M&M's with peanuts. I let them just sit in my mouth for about 2 minutes and let the chocolate melt, and then I tear into those bad boys. What about you, Con? What do you like? What's your snack?
I mean, it's got to be just popcorn, but I really like Gobstoppers.
Really?
I haven't had those in a while, but those were my favorite growing up in movie theaters.
I got to be honest. The Gobstoppers don't have much taste, and they take forever. They're called Everlasting Gobstoppers.
Yeah,
so,
that's they last for a while.
I don't mean to judge. Good for you. Okay. Norm Kopeski is our guest. He is one of the owners. Are you one of the owners, Norm, or the sole owner of Appleton Cigar?
One of the owners.
I thought so. Okay. We're going to talk about an event Norm has coming up. We'll do a little cigar talk. We're talking movies right now. Norm, before we go any farther into our snacks or before we make the pick, I want to ask you, you were nice enough to share with me your acting debut. Can you tell us a little bit about that and where people might be able to see it?
Yeah. So, my wife and I are huge Drake White fans. He's kind of a newcomer to the country music industry. He's got a real cool story of hardship. And, boy, whenever he's in the Midwest, we drop what we're doing and we go catch one of his concerts. Nice. It's one of those shows that you can watch probably every other week, if not more. It's just a fun, entertaining show, great crowd, and he really engages with the audience. So his name's Drake White. It's good old fashioned country music with a little bit of a island vibe to it, kind of laid back and relaxed. And so my wife and I were Facebooking one night, and I ran across that they were doing an open casting call for him for this newest music video that he was going to shoot. And I showed it to my wife, and we're like, well, can we pull a Nashville trip together in 18 hours? And we managed to pull it off.
I had no idea. I thought that was like an open casting call for extras around here. I had no idea the lengths you had to go to be part of that project. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So when they replied back, we're like, we're going to make this happen. How can you pass an opportunity like this up? And so we drove down there on a Sunday. We shot on a Monday. I was planning on sitting there and smoking cigars, watching my wife look beautiful in this music video. And they ran a person short, and they asked if I'd play ball. And as I was shaking my head no, my wife was behind me shaking her head yes. And so I ended up wearing a choir boy outfit. It all worked out. It was a lot of fun to really see behind the scenes and how that all goes into the production of stuff. And so either way, it was like a 10-hour day getting this 3-minute video shot, and just had a fun time hanging out and talking about different things that we like about the music industry. So
that's so great. And now you're immortalized. You and your wife are part of this piece of art that is out there for the ages. That's really cool stuff.
Yeah.
So what's the song, Norm, if people wanted to Google or go onto YouTube? It's Drake White, but what's the song of the video you're in?
The name of the song is Faith, and Faith? It's on YouTube. Okay. Yep.
All right.
Yep. And it's just a story of this young lady's journey and kind of coming to a culmination, a turning point or so in a church. And I'm the big bearded scary guy in a choir robe in the background. So
that's so great. I love that you shared that, because I've been meaning to ask you about it since you sent it to me. Check it out, folks, on YouTube. The video is Faith by Drake White, and you will see Norm. He's got a beard. He's a big dude. And as you said, you're dressed like a choir boy, so people can't miss you. It's fun.
Yeah.
Did it give you the acting bug, Norm? Did it make you want to do more of that kind of thing, or you feel like you've satisfied those urges?
I'm content with my 15 minutes of fame. Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. I'm a face for radio. Let's just call it that.
Well, same here. So that's awesome. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, my guest is Norm Kopeski. He is one of the owners of Appleton Cigar. If you haven't checked it out, go in there. They have a walk-in humidor. Norm can tell you, he can help you match what cigar goes with booze, what type of booze. It's a great atmosphere. And we'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. But right now, we're about to, Conrad, get that drum roll ready. We're about to get Norm's popcorn pick of the week. Norm Kopeski, Appleton Cigar, what is your popcorn pick of the week?
I am super pumped about the Accountant Number 2.
Oh, nice.
I cannot wait for that thing to come out. So.
Wow, you are ahead of the game, my friend. When does that come out?
I think early April is what I initially saw. So
nice pick. Yeah. Okay. Cause is Ben Affleck in that one as well?
He is,
right? Okay.
Yeah. And John Bernthal again.
John Bernthal. So. That's right. The Accountant too. I'm going to look that up here and see when that comes out. That's a great pick. Are those your type of movies, Norm? You like more the action or shoot 'em up or heist movies, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I like some thriller with some action mixed in.
Nice. So. Have you seen Den of Thieves or Den of Thieves 2?
I've seen the first one. The second one looks really good, too.
I got to be honest. I like the second one better. I thought it just, I don't know. It was something about it. Well, it was shot beautifully. It was over in Europe, but okay. I think I liked it a little more than the first one. So we'll have to discuss that after you check it out. But there you go, folks. That's your popcorn pick of the week, brought to you by Appleton Cigar and one of its owners, Norm Kopeski, the accountant too. Yeah, it opens April 25th. Okay. Wow, that's great. I'll be looking forward to that one, too. Very cool. So, Norm, you have a big event coming up. You've got right there in the shop, March 6th. Tell us about it.
Yes, we've got Agnerosa Leaf coming in. They're a longtime brand that we started carrying about a year ago. Their rep, Josh Scarver, has been a big supporter of our shop. He does a ton of work promoting our shop and engaging with our customer base and helping them understanding what they're smoking and what they enjoy about what they're smoking. He's bringing in one of the company execs, Fabian, who makes Josh and I look like we don't know what we're talking about when he gets going on cigars. So it's super informative. They're going to really dig into the hows and whys and the stories behind each of the cigar blends. And they really do a nice job with engaging with the customers. And we're going to have some great deals. We're going to be doing a 4-for-1. So every 4 cigars you buy, you get a 5th one for free.
Oh, nice.
Every time you buy a box of cigars, you'll get a hat or a t-shirt or a set of cutters and lighters, different things like that. So we do a nice show when Agnerosa comes into town.
That's so cool. And it's March 6th from 6 to 9 right there at Appleton Cigar. How does that work? Like, is the place big enough? Like, is it just packed when you have an event like that?
It is packed. Cigar smokers tend to be solitary creatures. And so it is a good time. It's almost like a family reunion where you'll bump into people that you haven't seen in a while. But you shared a good story with over a cigar. And it's that family reunion vibe without all the interfamily drama of alcoholism, right?
Yeah.
So it's a nice time of catching up. And the shop's big enough for about 70, 80 folks. And we throw the doors open to help the smoke out. And just have a great time.
You just said cigar smokers, some of them anyway, live solitary existences. What's the best way to smoke a cigar? I mean, I'm sure you like the community because you have a cigar shop. But do most people prefer to smoke solo or to be in a place like yours and kind of shooting the breeze a little bit?
So that's a great question. I think the best answer to that is they like to be in community in silence.
Wow. That's interesting.
Right? Yeah. Right. Watching a ball game, a good movie on the TV.
Okay.
You know, that tends to be the path that follows. Second to that would be playing cards, cribbage or Texas Hold'em.
It's interesting. Like when I have a great glass of whiskey or scotch, I like to be alone and I like to really savor it and taste it. I don't know enough about cigars where I think I would want to be alone. I've always enjoyed going to a cigar shop or hanging out, like you said, playing cards and just kind of smoking together and having that experience. But good for you that people like to go at least go somewhere and do it, even if it's in silence. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
All right, Norm Kopeski's here. We're going to do a couple more minutes with Norm here after we take a very short break. And he has some more news coming out of Appleton Cigar, a really cool event that they did last, was that last summer, Norm, Smoke on the Front?
It is, yeah.
Okay, so you guys have a new date. We'll talk about that when we come back. And I'm going to ask Norm what cigar goes best with what booze. We'll put his feet to the fire here. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah. listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I sent. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on air.
Katie in the 608 says, I love Gobstoppers too. I can't find them lately. I haven't tried online or candy shops, but Walgreens, Quick Trip, CVS, nope. Hope they didn't stop making them because some dodo head, lost four teeth. Well, that's what happens. It's always one idiot. They have to discontinue the whole brand. Thank you, Katie, for the text. Coming up at 7:20, Tim Cody, he's the president of the Fox Valley Veterans Council. He'll be here to talk about a big event they have coming up. They do some great stuff for veterans. And right now, our pal Norm Kopeski is on the line. He is one of the owners of Appleton Cigar, a great little joint you have to check out if you haven't already. They have a great event coming up on March 6th. Am I saying that right, Norm? Agnerosa Leaf?
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, you got it spot on.
They'll be there from 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be a really cool event. And Norm, you talked about, when you were here last time in person, you talked about the community of cigar smokers and cigar shops. I found that fascinating because in many businesses where it's cutthroat and you do anything you can for customers and whatever, you said you guys all pretty much get along and communicate. How does that work and how do you guys coexist like that?
Yeah, so part of it is the we want to support each other because, well, it's a little bit of a Midwest vibe that we have going on in that we want to see each other succeed. Not at my expense, and I don't want to succeed at their expense. I just want to see great businesses do a good job. And part of that is that it's a cigar culture thing to begin with, where we really check our politics and our a lot of beliefs at the door and that we can have a civil discussion without it getting heated or anything. So that's part of how we bring that to the business side as well. We model that first for our customers, but that everybody likes something for a different reason. And you do right. You, that's cool. And I'll respect that and so on and so forth. So that's just kind of how we do that. We like each other's place for different reasons.
Nice.
There's a shop in Green Bay that has a nice big spacious place. It's really coolly really decked out in a cool way. Same with down in Brookfield and Delavan and so on and so forth.
If you could tell someone listening who has not had the cigar shop experience why they should come, what would you say?
The biggest reason is that a tobacconist, a good tobacconist, someone who will help you pick out a cigar, is going to help you to dial in what you like for a cigar and why you like it, so that you know how to expand from there into other brands and other cigar blends.
Nice. So you can really hone in on what it is you might respond to.
That's right, yeah.
That's awesome. All right, you guys have another event that you did last summer called Smoke on the Fox. You told me earlier you just set a date. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Smoke on the Fox is it's our multi-vendor event. We bring in all of the different reps from the different brands of cigars that we have in the shop. So Oliva, Perdomo, Ashton, Padron, Crown Heads, Espinosa, Agnerosa, Lovely. We bring in all these different reps, and they talk about their cigars and why you're going to like it for different reasons, and how it's similar to the other brands, so on and so forth. So it's a ticketed event. With okay. your ticket, you're going to get a couple of beer coupons for Limestone Brewery, where we host the event at. It's a great microbrew shop that's getting some traction here in Wisconsin. They just opened their second location down in Wauwatosa.
Nice.
And then from there, we do a little bit of talk about cigar history. We do a ton of door prizes and raffles. And then towards the end of the night, we have an auction for different cigar collector type stuff, whether it's boxes of cigars or humidors, cutters, lighters, liquor and tumbler sets. Oh, boy, what else? Golf bags.
Nice. I think to me, it's like, and I wanted to ask you what cigar goes with a certain kind of booze, but like, I haven't had a drink in a while. I'm just kind of enjoying a okay. nice hiatus here, but I remember I loved a cigar with a glass of whiskey. What kind of cigar or tobacco goes best with like a good single malt scotch or a good Irish whiskey?
Okay. So a single malt scotch, I'm going to steer you towards something a little bit on the lighter side, like a Placencia Reserva, where you're going to really have the flavors of the scotch accented by the soft notes of the cigar. But if you're going to go with an Irish whiskey, which tends to be a little bit milder on the palate, still has a touch of peat, but is milder on the palate, we would go with something a little bit more bold, like a Don Pepin Garcia Original, where there's the flavors far more bold, okay. and they kind of offset each other. If you have a whiskey that you know you like, then you play around with different cigars. If you have a cigar you know you like, then you would play around with different whiskeys so that you can kind of understand some of the different flavor profiles of what's going on while keeping one piece consistent.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly why you need to get down to the Appleton Cigar Company and check it out. Norm will steer you right, and that's a great answer, and you almost make me want to start drinking again, Norm. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, we got a place for you. I reserve a seat.
I know you do. I got to get down there. Hey, good luck with the event on the 6th, and we'll talk more about Smoke on the Fox as it gets closer, but thank you so much for being with us tonight, buddy, and making our popcorn pick of the week.
Yeah, you're welcome. And just a quick thought. I saw that you have Tim Cody coming on next.
Yeah.
He represents Fox City's Veteran Council, which I know he's going to talk about in detail.
Yeah.
The benefit of our auction at the end of the Smoke on the Fox, the proceeds of that auction go to Fox City's Veteran Council.
Oh, fantastic. That's awesome.
Tim's a great supporter of ours.
Well, we'll be sure to mention that when he's here, too. Thanks so much, Norm. Have a great night, buddy.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. That's Norm Kopeski. Check out Appleton Cigar. They know their stuff, as you just heard. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. When we come back, we got a lot of funny stuff lined up. You're not going to want to miss it. Send us a text. What's your favorite animal movie? We're having fun on Nightlight on a Thursday. It's Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network. Make a crowd. Yeah. Touch your hand and sing. A song so pure. Salvation means.
Tell me, can you? This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker on the proper response to tyranny. Also, was Trump elected to rein in inflation or create a new world order? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump's about to speak at the Republican Governors Association meeting in Washington, just hours after a federal judge denied a request by labor unions to temporarily block the Trump administration from carrying out mass firings of probationary employees and buyouts. It's a technical issue. The judge says the unions need to bring their case to another venue. New York City Mayor Eric Adams keeps his job for now. Governor Kathy Hochul says she won't remove him from office, but instead asks state lawmakers for more oversight of City Hall.
Those who argue just go and remove them fail to appreciate there is a process involved, due process, the length of the process, and the impact that such a process would have on this city.
After forensic tests, one of the four bodies handed over from Gaza to Israel today does not include a hostage, says the Israeli military, calls it a very serious violation by Hamas. This is ABC News.